what can I just turn this off, or like, is there some way I can like dumb your game down to for parts that seemingly don't have any effect in the game besides
can I pick game damage? Mechanics I just don't want to use and just yeah, take it's those like, out of be, the game please.
I want to be like a person who's following like a holy book and only pick parts out of it I want to pick.
Zing. Let's jam.
All night long.
I think
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year from Sitsock.
Welcome to Sitsock. This is Kendrick
for you.
Is every one of our intros just cacophony of Joe talking over Kendrick or me and Kevin trying to get in like five words? Is that how it always is?
Yes, Kyle.
Yeah.
Welcome to Sitsock, Kyle. Kevin's the quiet one, and Joe is also here.
I just want you to know that my recording's going to be off probably by a couple seconds, because I missed the clap.
Kevin, we get it. He heard you through the talking earlier.
Oh, well, it's fine. We'll work it out, buddy.
It's fine. Don't worry about it, bro. Everything's cool and chill.
All right.
Just eat the fucking chocolate.
Clap on the air.
Just a random clap.
Just countdown again. And some more inside baseball for people to not understand how we do stuff. Anyway, welcome to 2021.
Wow.
Don't let you think that 2020 won. Because you won. Because you survived. Unless you're listening to this and then died before the year ended. But this should be coming out after the year starts. So technically, if you're hearing this and you're alive, then you live.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You're in the majority.
You did it, man.
Yes, technically.
Welcome. I mean,
congrats.
Kind of feels like it won't matter in the long run because, like,
nothing else
be, like,
matters.
A 2020 again. I mean, the best we can all hope for is we all die very quickly, right?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshole.
I mean, it depends.
Guys, I have a qualm.
A qualm.
Why does every RPG nowadays need to incorporate elemental effect damage as a thing? Like, I get that that's not new, but
that's been like, since the beginning.
Not played out yet?
But wait,
yeah, I know. I just said that. How has that not played out yet? Who really is sitting there like, man? You know, I was really gonna play this RPG game, but they didn't have like, you know, fire imps taking extra damage from like a my water attack, so I'm not gonna really play the. I don't really want to play it. Like. If they had elemental damage,
tell me,
I would. But
tell me where this is coming from, though. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sure we could think of an RPG or two that doesn't have that. But like, actually, you know, we'd be hard pressed. But
it's
even
like a
still,
JRPG thing, maybe. But like, it's not really just a JRPG thing. I feel like Pokemon has it. You know,
Pokemon's completely Pokemon's completely based on elemental sequencing.
Yeah,
and it is
sense,
a JRPG.
Right?
If you want to be honest.
Well, yeah, actually, if you want to get really technical, it totally is.
In the common terms, like people think about when they say JRPG, they're right. Like Pokemon's kind of its own thing. Pokemon is like the David S. Pumpkins of JRPGs.
We're part of it.
But what is like? Where is this coming from, though?
I want to have a discussion before I give you context because I think this is common enough that I'm not crazy. And it doesn't seem to happen a lot in MMOs anymore. I think WoW did it for a while, but now WoW is just like totally pulled back on all the obfuscation and is totally obfuscating out everything. It's like, you know, the fire spell doesn't actually do more damage, as far as I understand it, to like an ice elemental. Joe, can you confirm you're playing WoW right now, right?
I've been playing a little bit. I haven't really gotten far enough to start doing anything like that because I'm still using the chump free version. So I only get to like 20, and so I'm not really encountering those like cross elemental things.
Free of chumps or chump free?
No, chump free. It's like professional edition of Salesforce.
Free version.
So there are still chumps in it.
No, yeah,
only chumps. Okay,
there's only chumps.
Just wanted to clarify. Carry on.
So the elemental stuff, like, do people like that? Is it something people?
I've always dug that. Even as far as back as the first Final Fantasy game, where it's like, you know. Fire spells do extra damage to ice creatures, and you have like an element of strategy that's introduced with that. Like, you play to those strengths and stuff, and then you've got to prep for like getting ice armor to get through the fire maze or something. I think the first Final Fantasy had it kind of backwards too, in that way. Like, fire damage did more damage to fire things.
Oh, in like the original like version. Fire with fire.
I was going to say, in Final Fantasy I, you could still cast healing magic on zombies and it would kill them.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, because so it's like the opposite.
Like, I get the part of where it's like a core, like it's a core concept of the game function. Like, a fire elemental shouldn't get hurt by a fire spell. Like, that, to me, that like, concept on a level makes sense, right? And it's,
sure.
And it creates immersion. Things like, you know, like, I always thought a clever way of doing that was Fire Emblem. I like the whole, like, rock, paper, scissor weapon thing. I thought that was kind of fun, even though I didn't understand any of it.
Yeah, because it was like, swords beat lances, lances beat axes, axes beat swords. Something to that effect. I could be wrong, but, like...
But I feel like that mechanic nowadays is just used to increase complexity in a games that are already very complex and hard to understand.
Yeah, maybe, like, maybe it's because... I mean, I'm maybe not speaking for everyone, but I mean, we all grew up with the original Pokemon game, right? And it was kind of like fire, grass, and water. It was like the Holy Trinity that beat each other. And then you had like the offsets, right? But maybe that's where, well, I mean, certainly that's where my knowledge of it comes from.
I would say that I love the Pokemon system. Like, I think the Pokemon system, although it's getting a little convoluted, it's still a very core mechanic to like what makes the game function, and I'd even say in some cases it's extremely hard to off type and deal damage in those games, right? Like, it's not something where you can just, if you could probably over level by like 40 levels and still win most of the time, but
right, but not, you're not like your not Pikachu's not winning against an Onix unless they are, because like the electric has to be able to work against the rock type, right? Exactly. That's about as far as my knowledge goes too. It's Gen 1.
The game that I'm talking about specifically is this Ni No Kuni, The Wrath of the White Witch game.
Okay.
It's a game by Studio Ghibli, and I was like, cool, this should be a first good exposure to Studio Ghibli. I actually really like a lot of the game. It's kind of cute, it's got a lot of good art, it's got really good voice acting. It's kind of like Pokemon in that you're a wizard who has familiars, and you can have three different familiars, and you can capture monsters like Blue Mage style to get familiars, kind of like Blue Mage style, I guess, but to get new familiars. But all the familiars have types, and there's like four or five different types, and it just seems like another thing. Like, I haven't been paying attention to the types, and I think I should have, but they make it such a low-key thing.
Like, it doesn't really matter.
In some of the tutorial. No, it does. Yes, they don't focus on it enough, but I think it really does matter. And I think it's just my general frustration with a lot of the, like, Monster Hunter style of, like, Japanese games, or maybe just a certain type of game, so I don't come off as completely racist, of to not explain fucking anything to you and just like kind of give you like a paragraph when you unlock the feature and then it's done. Which is
like, you get to read that one time and then you fucking you go do it.
Yeah, it's way more descriptive than Monster Hunter.
What?
So I don't know.
I heard my name.
I thought you said something. I'm sorry. I'll stop referencing you.
No, I didn't say anything. I'm much more insistent. Trust me.
I mean, I like all of the game except for this goofy, like, there's just some goofy parts of this game, and I not understand. I'm frustrated at the moment with this whole like rock paper scissory elemental system that's just randomly introduced in the games.
So
when that are already really complex.
Gotcha. I think I get what you're coming from. Let me see if I can kind of relate, because the only thing that I can think of like that is that that Star Wars mobile game that you and I were playing. I know you were still playing it really like in depth for a while. And I just kind of came in off and on. What is that fucking... Like, you're like a five-man team?
It's called Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, and
it
doesn't have any elemental types at all.
I disagree. So, some of the things that I ran into was, like, you had some things that were, like, lingering damage, like base poison kind of things, right? And
sure.
I see in some other games that kind of mimicked that, they throw a little bit of that in there. Like, you'll have somebody who does fire damage, and that will do, like, lingering style damage, or you have somebody who does freezing magic and it freezes the character for a couple of turns, right? Stuff like that.
More or less,
but
vulnerable to those things. It's just,
well, I mean, that's kind of, that's what my kind of point is, like, is that not kind of the same thing that you're talking about, where it's like it's adding something to a your system's already complex enough, now you're adding in like more elemental damage. Is that kind of where you're getting to, or are you getting more of like a different aspect?
I think you're talking more about the vulnerability aspect. Like, you have to memorize that certain enemies are weak against certain things.
It's actually not even... And maybe it comes back to that, because you always seem to see further in my conversations than I do, Kendrick. But, like, what's frustrating me right now is that it seems like such an important part of the game that they, like, low-key tell you about in, like, passing. And then they're like, oh, yeah, each wizard basically has familiar types they really like. We won't ever talk about this again, though. And each familiar has a certain type, and only some of the moves can be used by certain types. But, you know, it's not really important, I think. And then later on, you're, like, dealing, like, one damage to a boss, and you can't quite figure out why, because you're an idiot like me. And then you read online that you should only be using fire moves against this guy. And I'm like...
And you should know that, because he's got blue pants on.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a little star next to his name. Star next to his name indicates that he's blah 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 because it's a red star instead of a blue star, and it's like, if this is important, make it more prominent. Like, okay, there's my
that feels to me mostly. I mean, I can appreciate what you're saying for the complexity aspects, but it kind of feels to me more like a failure of training. Like the tutorial and the educational aspect of the game didn't do a good enough job of teaching you about the glyphs that they use to explain those mechanics, because it's not like you're incapable of comprehending those complexities or even appreciating them. It just seems like they're alienating and arbitrary is kind of the sense I'm getting. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to like take through two steps past what you're trying to say here, but
oh no, but it's good because it pulls the conversation faster. But yeah, it is.
Yeah, because neither of us are fucking getting that. I'm sorry.
But it's to me, my frustrations come from the fact that, A, the controls are really bad. That's the first and foremost. And so having to dick around with yet another complicated part of this game that I have not been explained and don't feel like reading a tutorial on is really taking away from a game that I'm truly enjoying in every other aspect, right? And it's like, what can I just turn this off? Or, like, is there some way I can, like... dumb your game down for parts that seemingly don't have any effect in the game besides...
Can I pick game damage mechanics I just don't want to use and just take those, like, out of the game, please?
I want to be like a person who's following like a holy book and only pick parts out of it.
Dude, okay, you say that in a joking manner, but Subnautica actually did that. And in a way, Starbound kind of does that. Yeah, when you start a new game, you can choose whether or not you're affected... by like they've got like a creative mode, right, where you're just God and you can just build whatever you want, but you can still go through the main storyline, or you can do ones where like you're affected by everything, which is hunger, oxygen, thirst, and fatigue.
So I mean,
and then you can, there's like five different settings terrible. Where you basically remove several of those at any instance and just play, like, decide on kind of which that's kind of like their difficulty rating. Really,
it's kind of like Minecraft, survival versus creative.
Right, right, but a little more. Yeah, yeah, it's like a little more so than that, I think. But I haven't really played enough Minecraft to know. But like,
I think Minecraft just has the
It's modes. One or the other.
Like Subnautica has a finer granularity on how much you want to suffer.
Yeah,
and games do that definitely, Joey. That's like a good.
And I think that's
be like. Hard mode includes, you know, like blah 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 and extra damage types or elemental types, or you have to think about eating food every once in a while to not just recover HP but to not be tired or whatever. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And hardcore mode means you die forever and have to start all over.
It means that there's a tiny imp who's just kicking you in the testicles every 2 minutes.
Right.
like the messenger.
Yeah. That
does
guy,
messenger have
fucking...
like variable difficulty that makes the game easier?
No, I think his example was the imp.
Yeah.
Basically, it restarts you at an earlier point, but it takes of your money and it makes fun of you when you die.
Yeah, he's and like a little imp that hangs around you.
That's right. I love that part.
See, I'm trying to think of games that I've seen that have the reduced complexity of game mechanics, because I've seen some games that pull down the difficulty curve in a really elegant fashion, like Mega Man, actually. Mega Man 10? No, it wasn't 10. Whatever one, the most recent one came out for the Switch. Had a really elegant thing where if you played on normal mode, it was like regular Mega Man, where you died, you go back to whatever arbitrary checkpoint, and it sucked. And if you played it on, like, casual mode, you would just restart at the beginning of that like room, and it was much more, I could see that being much more fun for someone who wasn't like a hardcore,
Because let's be honest, Mega Man 20 years ago was brutal. Fucking hard.
It's still, yeah, and no, super fucking
it
difficult.
It is like, coming back to it now in the 2020, it's borderline unplayable, yeah. Right? Like, it is hard as fuck. So, like, yeah, and it is merciless. It's like, oh, hey, you missed that pixel. Start over. Buy a new video game. Right?
This criticism is coming from someone who just.
I was about to talk about that.
And so, like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm not being like ridiculous. You know, I sat through 300 deaths in Cuphead to try to get the perfect run. Like,
no. And that's what I'm saying is like I can think of that one where what they did was they just changed how death affected you. And I'm trying to think of a game that changed mechanics to be less frustrating, and I just can't think of one.
Right.
Joe probably hit on the head with Subnautica. A lot of them are coming in like that, where it's like, I think most of them are going to be like survival games where they basically make you not have to survive as hard.
Yeah, actually, that's a good one because I just finished my other playthrough of Resident Evil 2, not the one I'm recording, but the one I was playing for fun. And that actually is like one of the...
Because recording isn't fun.
I mean, just fucking get off my tits, man. But it is fun. It's just hard to get time.
I will never off your tits, Joe.
Awesome. But anyway, when you're starting the game, that is kind of one of the things. Is like the standard gameplay is like how it's meant to play. You can do a casual where they give you extra ammo and enemies take less shots to kill, so they take more damage. Or like more standard and hardcore difficulties where they're like ammo becomes more sparse, enemies do more damage. They take more hits to kill, so you have to be a little more precise and you have to be more careful. And
it's like Game Mode Plus, right?
Yeah,
I kind of. But those I kind of wrap my head around. That I'm just trying to understand like the level, and I don't mean to disparage Kyle because I understand what you're saying for, and I understand your frustrations where it's like, oh God, I don't want to keep track of what color hot pants you're wearing. Right. But like, I'm just trying to think of a game that has addressed that, because I don't think that your concerns are without merit by any stretch. I just think that I'm trying to think of a game that's like, hey, we worked really hard on this game mechanic, but we appreciate that it's kind of bullshit, so we're just going to give you a mode where you can ignore
Hades.
It. Like, I'm just trying to think of a game
that
does that.
I'm going to talk to you about Hades.
Kevin.
Oh no!
Ooh, talk to us about Hades.
Let me finish the thought, because I played Hades too, and I want to finish this idea. So, my point, Kendrick, though, is that it's so subtle that they should have just removed it. Like a normal game person developing a game would be like, you know, this mechanic really doesn't do anything but make the game harder. Maybe we should just take it out, as opposed to like turning it off or on. This game, I think Studio Ghibli is using the fact that they're Studio Ghibli to just get away with making like really complex game mechanics. And
so
I'm
real
like,
quick,
you bastards.
on that vein. And before Kevin goes off about Hades, because I want to hear him say that, but it makes me think of how Dead Cells rebalanced their elemental damage a couple of updates ago and kind of completely redesigned how each of the elemental damages affect things. And that's one of the things I was thinking about, because they said like basically, oh, poison was basically the same as fire, so we changed it where it does this. Fire was perfect, so we left it as it was, and then like they went off and did that, and I think that was the attention to detail that you wanted to see.
Yes.
Where they were like, look, these elemental damages weren't really that remarkable, so we changed them to where they made sense to be different, and you could pick
having the idea of like, okay, well, we really wanted to focus on the elemental damages doing something specific or fun, and
yeah.
We recognize that poison and fire are similar, so when they're on fire, now they're going to drop their weapons because they're on
well,
fire.
Well, so yeah, so what they did was they made it where fire, and I remember they said fire was perfect and we'll never change it, we left it fire. It was like poison would spread between enemies that touch each other or something like that. Like they changed it where like it made sense. You're like, oh, okay, so like you're spreading poison on people. And then they just made it thematically make more sense, and that made the game more fun.
Which also feels like it would do that with fire, but let's not focus on that. Hades is the game of the year for a reason, by the way. If you guys are looking for something that is like gonna be a long term thing, like Dead Cells, and you
it's
want
gonna be May.
It's gonna be Hades. Bow, 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 bow. Okay. Anyway,
no.
Kevin,
so what I was talking about with Hades versus Dead Cells, like. Dead Cells, I never had to change the difficulty. It just kind of got better and better. But there was a point in Hades where it's like, damn, I played this for like 20 hours and I've got really far. But then they let you do this god mode thing, and it's kind of not, I don't feel like it's god mode. But what happens is every time you die, they give you like 2% extra health. So, I mean, that's very, that doesn't help you much.
So it's like an easier
But it's kind of like, you know, I've got really far in the game, and now I'm wanting to get to the end, because it's a story-based game. It's not like Dead Cells. Dead Cells doesn't have story.
it's got a Dark Souls-style story where you kind of tell it to yourself.
But this one is, Hades, it has a very drawn-out story.
It's got a strong
You
want to
watch
narrative.
It. You want to know what happens.
That's the most relevant thing I've ever heard about Dark Souls, because I'm like, why am I fighting a giant Cyclopean Hydra that has five arms that are all axes and one long tail that also comes to its mouth? And you're like, oh, because that's the Keeper of Secrets. And he shits into his own mouth because he can't tell any of the secrets. And you're like, oh, okay.
I had to look that up totally in a wiki to figure that out.
I had to watch a Vati video to understand all of the things that are happening there.
But the thing is...
Somebody who dedicated all their time to fixing it.
The thing is, with Hades, though, the story keeps playing no matter what is happening in your game. I mean, you're always getting told a story. Which...
And everybody's so patient in that game, because every god's like, you're going to get there eventually, kid. And every time you talk to them, they're always like, you're going to get there eventually,
kid.
Which
I'm not going to give spoilers away, but, I mean, you'll get there. Like, you'll get to a place. So...
Nice. I feel like that's kind of a character thing, though, because they're literal gods that you're encountering with these conversations, right? They have nothing but time on their hands.
Right.
Like, time... When you have infinite time, amount of time is meaningless.
I've got too much time.
Well, and it felt like more time,
I want to start off with one more thing that Kevin hasn't mentioned, even though I feel like we should spend more time on Hades. The Hades has the perfect balance of outside of roguelike progression and in-run like stuff that happens. And I actually really, really, really liked it when I was playing it.
Like,
I wish there were more weapons, though.
One side of it is like Morta, Children of Morta. It's like the very far side. The other far side is Dead Cells, and right in the middle lands Hades. Like, it's got the perfect balance.
Yeah, I gotta play all those games. I've got a couple days here, actually. I'll see if I can find some time for Children of Morta and maybe Hades. Yes.
I would just skip forward to Hades, because you're gonna get everything you get out of Morta.
True.
Anyway.
No, but I want to...
But Morta has something completely different, I will say. I mean,
We'll see how that mood strikes me. I have to clean some bathrooms tomorrow. So.
Just take a poop and feel how it feels.
No. I have to. I said I cleaned the bathrooms. I got to clean the bathrooms. But anyway, we're at time. We're pretty close to time, or we're well beyond time, frankly.
I don't know what our time is anymore. I thought it was 25 minutes, but
I thought it was 20.
Well, I thought
we're doing 25.
How many episodes has it been? We don't even know.
275,917.
0.5 alpha.
Before you added the thousands.
Or
what? Thanks for listening, everyone.
Whatever. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021.
Happy New
Year. May it suck less than 2020.
Someday.
Bye.
Farewell.
Boy.